It's Sunday, and that can only mean one thing. It's Monday tomorrow. Alternatively, it's also time for Radio Redux. Hooray, we finally get a new song to add to the Halloween shows next time around. You're currently listening to The Map from... which one is it? It's the coaster. I forget what it's called. Maybe it's that I can't see it. Just a vast array of names that are attached to it for some reason. Oh, well, Asteroid Coast, that was it. I remember now. It's just me today, it seems. Mainly due to the fact that Echo and Blake appeared to be asleep. Having been up a lot of last night. Which is nothing new. I was as well, but I'm hardcore and therefore I just worked all through the day, regardless. I'll let you listen to the rest of this, and I'll be back soon. It's gonna be like old school Radio Redux. Me and a beer, and that's it. Yeah. I'm being joined literally as the show starts.
I'm ill.
He's ill. Literally as the show starts by Blake Draco. Say hello, Blake.
Hello. You're hardcore. You're actually better than you.
Oh, well that means somebody was listening then, and therefore must have been upstairs awake anyway. That's the only way you could have heard that comment is if you were listening in anyway.
I was listening in.
Yeah. Then why didn't you come down?
When I heard there was no echo, I heard that.
Ah, when you heard there was nobody else here, you came down. To save the day! Or something. At the beginning of the show, before the show even technically started, we had Kanjika with Secluded Stronghold, which is actually from Project Chaos. Because nobody could quite identify that, and they were saying, oh, it's from Phantasy Star, or it's from this, or it's a massive pile of poo. Which wasn't at all. It was quite a nice track. So, yeah. Then we had Daft Punk with Derezzed, and everyone went nuts over that. They've scored some sort of film. I don't know. I'm sure it must be a very small film that nobody's excited over. Then we had Asteroid Coaster Map from Sonic Colors, of course, and Power Plant, the fourth stage of Sonic Heroes. Sonic Heroes! Heroes Parade!
Look at me.
Blake Draco is a hero's parade. He's a parade of heroes, all of which are Blake Draco. But he is ill. Everyone go, aw, he's ill.
Found out what's wrong with me.
Sort of. He's found out what's wrong with him, okay.
Sort of found out what's wrong with him.
Yeah. You're a bit ill. You're a bit queasy.
A bit chest infection.
Well, we kind of gathered that. The poor lad's been coughing up. Well, he's not been coughing up, that's the problem. He's been coughing, but not coughing up.
No.
And there's something we did. He came downstairs the other day and said that. He went to the doctor's, and then apparently there was a rattle in his chest. So.
It's more of a. Fizz, like a static.
A fizz, a static. Yeah. Well, that's your problem. Your lungs trying to sort of tune into Radio 4 or something. The problem was you were trying to tune into the Sonic Hour. You missed earlier. Poor Sven. He's trying so hard to get the show going. I'm sorry, but we had microphone problems earlier, so there was only like half hour. But they will be back! With Rorus, who now sounds like the Queen, apparently. Or alternatively, Ron from the Pot of Puppet Pals. What's that mysterious ticking sound? At the Summer of Sonic. So, how's your week been apart from being ill?
What?
What week?
You might have thought that up.
What week? Oh dear.
I did have a week. I got a present from
You did get a present from Ram. In fact, we all got a present from Ram. I've still got to put up the photos of that, actually.
And chocolate.
There was chocolate from Ram. Apparently she's fond of this house, I don't know why. She was addressed to you.
And Co.
And Co. And Company. it's like a kids' TV show. Blake and Co. But I had this wonderful thing called time off for good behaviour, presumably. I hear people just relax and do things, whereas I found out it was absolutely perfect time to stop thinking about CSS because I'm stupid like that. This is the same AUK who opted for Summer of Sonic, which, by the way, we found out earlier, Aaron organised. I got an email someone saying I can't get a hold of Aaron's email address, but could go via you, thank you for sorting out, or thank you in rather, sorting out some
Like me and my son. Rah, 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 click. Thank you. Need to do something slick now. Okay.
Sob.
The guy's done one game. One game. Don't be fooled by the credits for Colours. I know he's on there. The full SOA team seems to be on the credits for every single game. No, that was Kelly.
Only because of
Cube.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, everyone for SOA was put on there just for the use of the Cube.
Just the use of Cube.
By the way, SOE found that hilarious when I pointed that out. Guys. Well, here comes SOA!
You! Destroy them all!
No, I kid, of course, it's great. He was there. And anyone notice that he's still using that green, that damn green check shirt on the Freestyle Friday video? Does the man not wear anything else? Every day he was at SME, he wore that shirt. At some result, he wore that shirt. When he came back to the SOA office for the desk prep, he wore that shirt. But the Free Stuff Friday after that, he wore that shirt. Does he have no wardrobe? I feel sorry. Everyone said... never mind charity. Never mind charity for Christmas. I would like everyone in the Sonic community, okay, to send Ruby Eclipse a shirt, okay? Actually, let's do this. Seriously, let's do this, okay? We can call it Ruby Fest or something. Ruby Aid. The man has no clothes, apparently. So, excuse me, everybody get a t-shirt you don't have, it's too small for you anymore. And as a prank, we'll do this. Yeah, this is a brilliant idea. Everyone says, get a t-shirt that is not too small for you. I mean, he's only as thin as a rake. He rivals you.
Does he?
Yeah. Nice. So get a t-shirt you don't have anymore, then send it to the Sega America. You can find the Sega America address very easy, but just send it to Aaron Weber at the SOA address. Seriously, everybody do that. That would be absolutely freaking brilliant.
Lightless.
Oh, dear. Yeah, seriously. People, please do that. Glorious, let's have a rundown of the chat rooms. You haven't done it for a while.
I'm not going to be able to get through it.
You're not going to get through it.
Sorry.
He says to just confidence to prove I can't get through it. In the Radio Sega, we have Zebra, Tricky, Tab, who is away, SJ, Silver Solid, Shadid, Maxi, Joe Forever, guest 67,749, Gerbil Bay, Fast Feet, and Nuke Vanatta, who's been recovering from bird flu, apparently. So you haven't had it as bad as some. You're pretty certain you haven't got bird flu.
We'll find out next week.
Stay tuned for more news on Blake's mysterious illness after these messages. We also have D'Artagnan. CTR iPod CTR. So it's either CTR and CTR's iPod, or CTR's just needs to time out at some point. Captain Cloud Chaser, Pipeline Milo. And Milo is... Sorry, Captain Cloud Chaser and Milo? Or is like, Milo is apparently a state of being? What can you do, eh? Nick Vanatta says Ruby has no clothes. B man, give your Sonic pants to that hoe. Awesome. As if people do. Yeah. Just don't tell him about this either. Seriously. Just to say, I notice you've been wearing that green shirt a lot. You clearly have no clothes. Here are some clothes. I'm sorry for you. Just say that, please. Absolutely, thank you. It'll be hilarious.
Not about that. Calm down, kidda. Then you got the AUK. AUK is not on SSR or Radio Sega, apparently. No, apparently it's just AUK. There's nobody on. There we go. Somebody on now. Spondy! Resin SD and Trigon. The mighty Resin SD salute. I actually did salute them.
You did.
On the Psych Stadium, hoo-ha, we have Voice, Vija, Earthheart, Trigon, Trekkie, Torgo91, Strong Bad, Spin, Speed Trick, Sonic AD, Silver Sonic, Shadow Fox 04, Shadow Retrix, Resin SD, Ram the Mothballwind Dragon, Pico Pico, Miss Cookies, who's got exams soon. Good luck with those. Miles Prower, Jeffron 20, Hogfather, Guest 38,768, Gerbilsoft, Fastfeet, Farmer Mir, who's apparently on a Russian space station. I'm stealing Blake Venato, Dreadnux, D'Artagnan, B Man, AUK, Spondy, MK, and Shambox, who oversees all. There we go. Woo. These are not particularly mighty AUK, if only. I'm just disappointed us all now. But let's just not speak of Resin SD again. Ever. Right, there is a theme to today's show, and it is I don't have a theme. So why don't you, why don't you guys
when
do it?
When do we have a theme? I'm sorry.
We actually tend to suggest themes and then everyone ignores the theme and they go, oh, what we had was like last week, everyone goes, oh, that was a fantastic, that's a really good idea, AUK, that's a really good idea, guys, and then they don't ruin it. So now we got quite a lot of stuff going down, but hey, well, I'm hearing thumps. Which means that Godzilla's on the way down. Whoa, there goes Bromley. Go, Godzilla. Whoa, mysterious ghost, come down. I hope not. It's rocking the house a lot. Oh yeah, it's rocking the house. Therefore it says Dreadnoughts they didn't have boobs. I don't know what he's talking about though. The theme of no theme. Dreadnoughts likes the theme of no theme. I'm sure that's ripping off a gimmick. That's all I get out of it. Our theme is no theme. But yeah, what I say, it's been an interesting week in that I had Wednesday, Monday I found out that the way they did the holiday at Sega had changed and I hadn't been told. It used to be like you could take all the stuff over into next financial, or sorry, next calendar year, and then you could take a week of that holiday over into next calendar year. Except it's not that way anymore apparently, and I found out that you couldn't take more than a week over into the next calendar year. So, here's me with 20 days holiday left, with enough space for about 15, if I then leave everybody hanging dry. So, I've got 10 days off, I think, or sort of 9.5 days off. I'll take 5 over and I lose about 5.5 days of holiday this year, which kind of sucks. Doubly sucks because the reason I couldn't take the holiday off was because there's nobody on my team. There's nobody on my team for a vast array of that. So there was nobody to like hand off to. It's a slight problem. But so that's the only holiday I actually took off this year was after Summer of Sonic. That's the only holiday I took off. Stupid! yeah. I was in Friday, and I was off Thursday, and I was off Wednesday, and I'm off tomorrow, and after Wednesday, that's it. Then on, it's Christmas. Woo, Christmas. Venus just leaves me in charge. I promise not to break Sega. This is the person who keeps complaining that all these the people he deals with are idiots on his Twitter, which is pretty clever. very interestingly, it should be pointed out that Earthbot sent me a text message the other night saying that on Free Riders, because they talk about Free Riders a bit in the Sonic Hour, or Sonic Half Hour, whatever it was beforehand, and apparently if you yell boobs at the character select screen, it selects Blaze. Now, I would, because there is video. Okay. I would, on Sega's behalf, like to apologise for this one. And it is a programming error, and ultimately, should be fixed. So when we get a chance to do a patch, we'll make sure that it accurately takes in that vocal information and it will select Rouge instead, okay? Apparently there's video on the Emerald Coast website. Well, we're going to go off and see that, I think. Because I've not seen it yet. Well, no, hence I didn't know there was video.
Well, that would make sense, wouldn't it?
Yeah, so I'm going to leave you. We've got Dreams and Absolution playing in the background, but I think we can have something slightly better than that. No offense to Lee. I'm not sure what that one is. Okay, it's Casino Street Zodiac 1. And we'll be back after that. Sonic 4. Ciao! Tune, isn't it? destroy it. But it was Casino Street Zone Act 1 from Sonic 4 Episode 1, followed by Someday from Sonic Underground. To which point we had a joke.
These are joke.
sent in. Sent in by GX. How did Sonic get underground? And the answer to that is...
Drill!
Remembering to sing this one, I dare you, I dare you. The Jelly Fox 04. I thought she was saying that to me, but... daring me to sing it. Vija saying, don't tempt me. Needs more Sonic Underground. We've got a Sonic in Sydney track for the Rex Factor. Which is, you know, really fantastic. I wonder what would be a fitting punishment for the loser bracket on the Rex Factor. This, apparently. The Shadow Sonic can't see that, so... is this? Oh yeah, you have to keep doing that. I know that one. GX says, please let it be, give me chaos. I think it is, actually. I can't remember who did it now. Go to sonicrex.com and then click on the Rex Factor link to find out. I can't remember who. And it gets me hits. that's the idea. Do it now. In fact, you should go on Sonic Rex anyway. Because there's a teaser for episode 538. Yes. Bear in mind this is episode 536, that should be quite something. Blake's you've been asleep! Yeah. Apparently the deadline for Rex Factor is January the 9th, 2011.
Yes, it is. Is it? I can both tell you.
Sigh, honestly. Didn't bother to tell you. I've got to fix this now, you do realise that. Actually, it seems Rick's been going a bit slow today, or a bit sluggish anyway. I blame Sega Media, because well, it's their server, so it has to be their fault. Oh dear. Where is this?
Where is this January?
It is. January. There you go, the gag is... bang! And the gag is gone. No, the reason. No, on the. If you go to sonicrex.com, on the homepage. You'll discover that it still is very, very slow. This is the massive amount of hits we're getting. But there is there's a teaser. There is the introductory sequence of episode 538. Which I'm now going to press play on so Jay can actually see it. Especially a remake slash upgrade of the original video radio redux. There we go. Yeah, and so 538 will come out as the ending of the series. Because after this week, OMG, last episode of the series next week. Who would have guessed? End the end of series 5. But you've got the Sonic card back now, so you can... so Dredden, the now queeny sounding Rorus will entertain you, I guess. Unless you want Radio Sega, in which case you're stuffed, I guess. But we'll be back next year for Series 6. Woot, etc. Figure out 1, 2, 6, 7, 1, 2, 8, 1, 2, 9, 1, 30. So, Scrapbook Show is going to be episode 130 of Radio Redux, which is ridiculous. And we'll be back in the new year, probably around mid February to end of February, with episode 131 or 601, it will be. Ah, glorious day, glorious day. The Series 6 potential Ram cameo, yo, says Ram. Who says it won't be a Series 5 Ram cameo, yo? Dun dun dun. But we will have Ram this one. I'll talk to you later, my dear. But we will have audio cable set up for next series. Because it needs to happen. So next time we've got Mike Pollock on the radio, and he's saying that he wants to come to Summer of Sonic, and he starts getting all antsy about it. Like, at least go in and go, excuse me, do you want to stay and we'll debate this? It's been a while since it's been a Dragon's Den too. Yes, there has been a while since it's been a Dragon's Den. Isn't that right, Blake? Bradbury says people listen to that. As opposed to this show, really don't. Yes. But, yeah. It's all his fault, says Ram. Is it all your fault? Yeah, it's your fault. So he's sorry to say. He is sorry. He looks sorry. You're gonna go for Sulk? I would. Why not? Well, because otherwise it's gonna be a pretty lousy show. Again, I'm gonna go off with Sulk. Oh, comments from Joe Forever. That's a great suggestion, but it's not really from a game. Remember, it's a game. Game more specifically Sega Sonic related, and besides I think Cobb Sweater Todd is a bit extreme as it is just a song about I want to kill myself, so or rather it translates as come sweet death, so I don't think, and it's one of those ones really cheery, it's like from the it's from the Wicker Man school of singing. Have you ever heard the Wicker Man soundtrack? I mean, the original Wicker Man. It's very, very dark words sung in a very cheery sing-song way. Hulk Farms is next series of Radio X needs 33% more ghosts. We had a zombie once. We had a zombie once on one episode. He said a lot, actually, but no one ever bothered to figure out what he said. So, no, he's not coming back. That's how it was done. Next video reaction is more insanity. Ram says, I demand the IRC. What? I demand the IRC. Okay. If you say so, I guess. And it's figuring out what's going on now. It's tuned to the Sonic Hour, you know what I'm saying? I'm really equipped for that as well. Did you not know he also made Sonic Stadium? He made Sonic Retro. Don't be fooled by all the acting. Ruby Quips is actually Tristan. It pretends to be Tristan. What can you do, anyway? Hey, it's we're gonna have a shortish show today. Talk about demands more cupcake. Surely you should demand more cupcakes, sir. Cupcakes. Demand one. You're essentially. I demand one cupcake.
Depends on the size of the cupcake.
Like one of those giant, on the fancy things. Yeah, if you want to get your questions in, they can be about pretty much anything, and we'll answer them. Some Q&A UK and BD, cough. Then we'll. I think Matt says Earthart demand V's wrench to burst on him. That sounds very wrong. He's always in a frenzy. I think Onyx Banana just wants to drill somebody. What are you gonna do? Fast Feet's in. Wafra's in. Dead Tanyan is here now, and Jebel Bay is back. Jebel Bay is now known as Garter Bay, who was apparently thrown at a wedding. But yeah, please PM me your questions. We're gonna have a music break now, very quickly. All hell shadow. Back off this, maybe something else. Get your PMs in. Any question whatsoever to do with Sonic and Sega and Christmas and Sonic Rex and Radio Relax. Whatever the hell you like.
Thrill! Only
Back.
Spies sapping my sentry.
No, I'm gonna get to it.
Yes. Spies sapping my sentry. We can play TF2 after this. Yes, play TF2 after this. Hopefully. People can join us. It's on the Eon server. It's still there for the time being.
This month.
For this month. And we don't know. Bad enough. It's bad, bad enough having a roof over our head. But yeah, everyone really, really enjoys, apparently, all the... Yeah, I'll do it right.
All Laser!
Shadow. Retrix asked if I've got
Frenzy!
Sound effect yet, and the answer is no, I haven't got
Frenzy!
Sound effect yet. I don't know, if you've got
Frenzy!
Sound effect, throw us a bone to us here in the... And, you know, if you've... Send
Frenzy!
Sound effect over.
Spy seven man. Spikes.
Bam the laser. Shelly burst 04. Torque Q91. I've missed something over here.
I think we have.
I was saying to Blake actually that. Oh, sorry, I'm just checking out the file speech news that Dreadnought just gave all SSR DJs permission to add their podcast to Sega Media, and the Sonic Hour is included too, which is great news. Great news for Sega Media. Now what needs to happen is that the SSR DJs actually do their podcasts, which currently consists of me. Yeah. Mine are existing on the Sonic Rex bit, sorry. Although they're going to be sort of linked over. But as it's the end of the series next week, we're going to do a very specific song, and we'll do it before the show begins. We'll edit it up nicely, and we will use the sound effects to create a special version of a well-known song by a popular band who may or may not have done the song that's raised Sonic. And it'll be their biggest hit, arguably. Blake's laughing because I've already told him which one it is.
But well, it'll be properly done, as opposed to me doing it on the fly with all the cubes and frenzy and stuff like that. Although it does tend to work quite well, actually. We'll do that, and we'll prove that any song can be made better. This now is law. Any song can be made better with the addition of one or more colours and ounces sound bites. And we will prove this right, okay? So if you've got... questions to send us, please message them. Ram says it's kind of like the Sophia rule. You're raising your eyebrow at me, Blake, which kind of means that you don't know what the Sophia rule is. You probably should, I'm guessing. So any conversation can be made better with the addition of Sophia.
Dragon.
I'm frenzy even though it says I bet it's the Endless Possibilities instrumental that he'll use. No, because that'll be an instrumental version. It wouldn't really go well with lyrics, would it? Void burst hover spikes, void cube. Cube burst spikes. Rocket burst hover cube. Rocket burst hover cube. Hover cube. Drill hover. Burst by cube. Cube voice. Hover burst cube.
Yeah, that can go on there.
Yeah. Cube. Oh, right, he has better lyrics than what Bowling for Soup did.
Send it in for engineering competition.
Frenzy, void cube. Hover burst cover, space rocket cube. Spin Frenzy is making an entire album of songs like that, and I'll buy it. You're sad. Now sing it using the YouTube candy song. Burst! Hover, burst! Hover, burst! Spikes! Hover, cube! Hover, spikes, burst, cube! See, you can dumb anything. This reason I think AK has lost it. What do we think?
I lost it.
Time
it's the end of series 5!
Can't whisper it out since it proved Sonic 06 safe to serve first level. Ooh, that sounds interesting. In his cube. then that just becomes like a song about a poor, you know, working man in America in an office in his cube. His cube of life is strong. His cube. Bursts in the open. Where rocket spikes do not exist. Because rocket spikes don't exist. Unless they're like a rocket spike on the end. Yakka Ali said this movie. Oh, good God, no.
Thanks, Yakka.
Wisps don't have lips. Which I'm sure you get a saying in there somewhere. Yakalese, oh god. Yakalese says Ram, oh dear. Oh boy. That's not right. That'd be better actually. We could have had Lila Richie, couldn't we?
Thank you. Stay close to me, my love.
Sure. It gets you right there. And slightly lower as well. Yeah, but yes. Oh dear. But yeah, everyone's picking up better ones. My burst to me. Yeah, that was what we had there. World's a Cube, official says spin. Well, then there will be a better cube. Which way is this from Columbus? It wasn't Columbus that proved that. Yep. The opening cube is like little spherical. You'll never go away. Open your cube, says Raph. Yeah, everyone's loving that one. Everything's as best of a frenzy. Definitely the best version of this song, says Resident Frenzy. Yeah. But, yes, can you drill? You drill me. Just a drill with you once again. Stay drill with me, my love. This mate, this goes better and better and better, doesn't it? This is a franchise changing cube. We've been rendered pretty much. Seriously, you just wait for next. You just wait for next week in this specially done song, just for you guys. Oh dear, we have questions, believe it or not, somewhere. My Frenzy Venato says, Blake, which do you say, mammary glands or boobs? You don't call them cubes.
No.
Your girl might have been in some terrible accident involving some sort of metal press. I don't know. She's got with nothing but like a cube-shaped bra. Makes sense if you think about it. AUK, has Echo made any more attempts at installing WoW on the computer again, or has she given up? WoW is on this computer. We had discussions about this the other night.
Always, yeah.
Oh no. Tied the place. Couldn't see that, did it? There was a discussion last night. You might have heard it.
Wasn't really a discussion if I heard it.
It was a one-way discussion. Echo, she's awake. No, she's not.
And
I'm not even answering that question. And she wouldn't answer it either. I'm Frenzy Venato. what happened to him over there? Has it gone last 6 months?
Well, he's coming close.
Well, that's just from Echo. Silversonic's got a good question. So what do you plan on doing for New Year? Which is a great question because I don't know. So what you played on New Year?
I normally go out with my parents, but when are you coming back from the 27th?
You should probably figure this out.
I can get stuff sorted next week.
Probably better to do it now. Stop being funny.
Well, I could do it now, but the fact is that things I'm currently doing is so unstable.
Yeah, so there is that possibility. Tallguy says this song should be drill it out. Drill it out, make it hover. Say drill it out. Rams says do it now. Presumably you would have stopped by Uruguay. Ram says, what did you ask Santa for this year? I've asked Santa for nothing.
I've asked for a Sonic cat.
You have not asked for a Sonic cat. Although that's a very good point. And we can see again something. My, that wasn't planned. Blake has asked for a Sonic cat. Like he can get a Sonic cat. Foolish. He's not cool enough to wear a Sonic hat, but you could be. If you head over to SonicRex.com now and go to the second post down, there is one of our Christmas run-up competitions. Yes, which is for a Sonic hat. One of the ones that everyone wants. Yeah, Ram wants the hat. Ram's the poem.
The poem,
yes. How many times do I have to say you did a poem before you believe me that you did a poem? But yes, you can get a chance to win one of the Sonic, or the infamous hats that was pre-order in America and wasn't anywhere else. You can win one of those. All you have to do is go to the specific page/comment and comment on it. And you've basically got to finish the sentence, which is, what is it? Like, if I won this Sonic hat, I would blank. And then you've got to finish it. Now it has to be clean. Come on, bit of scent. But yeah, that's all you've got to do. So go there now. Do it now. Still listen to us. Ram also says, if you had to deliver gifts all over... Yeah, but in seriousness, I haven't asked for anything. Well, I'm not going to get anything either, except a piece of Uruguayan chocolate. That's my Christmas present this year. Also, if you had to deliver gifts all over the world, what would your mode of transportation be?
Well, it wouldn't be the post office.
Public transport. So expect all the presents to be delivered sometime in 2018.
Especially with the buses,
yeah. That's fun. I didn't use buses the other day, I just walked.
Well, when you sort of just run out, we can walk faster than the bus anyway.
We can walk faster than the bus. Although I did it under 12 minutes. Yeah. I moved. I freaking marched.
You wouldn't have done that in the snow.
Well, nobody would have done that. The bus could have done it in 12 minutes in the snow, dude. Tall Q91, I would drill my rocket if I won that hat. Surely you would rocket your drill rocket or something. Why would you want to drill your rocket?
Is that a drill in your pocket so you're rocketing to see me? Speaking of Tico, he says, objection! Question, have you put your Christmas decorations up yet? And are you looking forward to Christmas? Yes, we have. And if you want to get around to doing these photos up, you'll see said Christmas decorations. As there is an intruder in our Christmas tree. We've just started everyone going a bit laser and drill. All sorts. Ram says Yoshi. I don't know. It's wearing camouflage. It is. I'm saying Yoshi. Stop saying Yoshi! Honestly. That was one of the Chinese songs, or the from the Japanese, the Asian songs, the Asian chill out lounge songs from the Japanese show. Yoshi in Nintendo language means French kiss, says Shadrion. Now I destroyed your childhood. No, not really. I didn't have Nintendo growing up. So no, you haven't. Yeah, win it on Sonic Rex. Yep. Go over there now, SonicRex.com. Go downwards. I already got it in my pool though. Yes, but you could win another. then you could pretend that one of you're playing the Sonic Simulator. Kite Red, yeah. Some probably will. I'm all looking forward to Christmas. Been printed on Nintendo 62. Yeah, we're trying to figure it out. Are we looking forward to Christmas? Are you looking forward to Christmas?
Some parts of it.
I'm old now, so it doesn't matter. It's like birthdays, but it just stopped mattering.
I don't care. Look out,
man. It's the day. Oh! Captain the Cube Chaser says that us poor Brits didn't get the hat. But goes on to say with the greatest comeback, that's okay, we actually get Summer and Sonic. Summer of Sonic. Summer of Sonic 2011. We have AUK 2. I thought that was Aaron. Everyone has Aaron. I think it's Andred. Roarus. No, we don't have Roarus. We have no place to be Roarus. Roarus doesn't exist anymore. There's a frenzy today. It's that great end. There's all the work after. I've only been on every single within Sonic game since Rush Adventure. The Roarus is a lie, yes. He is a lie. If you go up to him next time you see him, he's actually made of pipe cleaners, if you look closely enough. Roarus has a cube. It's like a square, but worse. Hogwarts says, can Sonic Colors SFX improve Peter Andre's version of Michael Jackson's Man in the Mirror? Yes. I'm going to bet that the Sonic Colors sound effects could probably improve the announcement of his death. So it's everything could be done.
I think my parents got me Sonic Plush for Christmas, as this has appeared under my tree. And Hobo goes on to say, we Brits didn't get the hat, we got drilled by Argos. Yeah, I should send this link chat. Has he already done it? I think it's a plush. It's actually not a plush, it's actually a new baby brother. So I'll give it an air hole very quickly. Finally, you. Apparently, if Justin Bieber exists, he could be approved by the colours, that's a thing. I don't know who Justin Bieber is. He's a new friend. He's a new friend in the Archie comic series, Justin Bieber. I wouldn't put it past Ian Flynn to put that in. Justin Bieber. Oh, that'd be hilarious. I might message. Yeah, I'm gonna message Ian and say, can you put in a parody of Justin Bieber with Justin Bieber? I'll get a response, because it's Ian. Is he gonna do chat to each other? So that'd be great. So two things have to happen now, between now and next series. We have to convince Ian Flynn to put in a parody character called Justin Bieber into the Archie comics. And if you've just joined us, we were talking earlier about how Ruby Eclipse seemingly only has one shirt in his entire wardrobe. So if we're saying, if you have a t-shirt or anything, or a shirt, any piece of clothing whatsoever, we're inviting you to send it in a parcel. You don't have to send it, you know, first class airmail or anything like that, but send it to Sega America office with care of Aaron Webber, okay, and just say, put a note inside it and say, this is due to the fact you appear to have no real wardrobe. Just say that. Just send it off to anything you've got whatsoever, and just send it to him, but don't tell him that I told you to send it, because it'll be hilarious. Send some Sonic pants. Yeah, wash them first. Silver Spike says, if you could get anything you wanted for Christmas, what would it be? Do you even need to answer that?
Probably not
from you. Well, apart from the obvious individual who could be personal question. Mummy, a job. I want my head paint to go away. That would be nice.
That would be a very nice
thing. What bored me so much recently? I've got to interrupt a second because there's another great. Has to be dumb.
Drill!
Yes, maybe. Oh, first but never catch. Yeah. You'll know every single song now, thanks to Radio Rips. You'll just imagine with the color sound effects. That's what we do. Right. Very, very famous Katy Perry song, I Kissed
Drill!
I Kissed a Drill. That actually shouldn't be rocket. It should be the one thing it shouldn't be. I Kissed a
Boy!
And then there was
Renzi! It's just rocket!
Salad. I win the internet, etc. I kissed a boy and I burst. God. Yeah. Jet is unamused apparently.
What are you talking about? It was fantastic.
Actually, I've got no idea what your Jet sounds like, so my Jet is out of date.
It's very different.
I know. I do remember very much actually saying when we were going through all the voices when I got to Jet, and it was like, huh. Have you mentioned it? You realise it doesn't matter what these actually sound like with Jet. Like, how does Jet sound like? Because I couldn't remember. I'm actually getting the Jets out, my Jet impression, to like the producer.
Well, Jet sounds like this, and he's very all over the place and quite rough on the sound. And
looks like, does he really sound like that? Yeah, he does actually. Jet sounds like some character I don't know.
Anyway, we got a question for Jet, actually. We haven't got Jet back on the show for a pretty long time. Classic Jet. Jet classic. Hover!
Yeah, we're gonna... In Colors 2, Jet will be the announcer.
GX asks, Jet, why haven't you died yet? I did 3 years ago. No one really noticed. Ram the Laser says, my Jet says you Jet is fake. Well, my Jet says you Jet is really bad at grammar.
And I thought it was raging the SMB apparently. So someone's like DJing it, mentioned it. I can see tracks just being mixed with Frenzy, Laser Cube, Spike. The countdown will be interrupted by drill. 5, 4, 3, 2, drill! Actually, it'll be interrupted by Uruguayan. Uruguayans are everywhere these days. I'm Frenzy Bonato with something to say. Jet, will you admit I'm better rider and you suck?
Who is this guy? It's a very funny name. I'm gonna give you a punch on the nose. He doesn't have a beak. I have a beak. I put my beak through his face. We're the only characters in Sonic, but if you headbutt us, you would die instantly.
Have noticed I file a lot. Oh no. In fairness, I think she'd be aware that that would be, you know, that would be old. SOSDs have to do that. If you headbutt bomb.
Yeah, bomb's not got a head.
He's a bomb. And he's not an active character. You gave files, according to Spin Frenzy. Ram says that she files a lot. Oh, he's active. No, he's not. He's not active. He is inactive. Just like Fang and Bark and all the other ones. Bean. Shadrill says all I want for Christmas is Void. What, you want the character from Sonic Shuffle? You're sick. Oh god, no. Any more questions, because we're going to end this show and play for TF2, I think. Over here. Don't forget, you've got Fast Feet. Is it no Fast Feet? Has Fast Feet got a show or not? Fast Feet!
I just know if you've got a show or not, because I thought you've been, I thought you might have ended. Yeah, if you've not played TF2 with us before, then yeah, PM me now, and we'll let you know any various Steam IDs. Ram says you guys got to wait for me to post his.
Post what now?
Post what? Resident Frenzied kind of links to the Club 7 album on the rep. Oh, don't end the show, it's so much fun. Yeah, Yakalese goes on. We can do one more song maybe in the style, might as well. Anyone got a suggestion? I think what we're gonna do, His World. The right version of his, 18 billion versions of His World, of course. Right. We're gonna have this to end the show. It's gonna be a colorized version of His World. So, if we've got any more questions of Brad, Jet, do you like Rocket to the Cube, which is also in a drill but then it starts to go into a frenzy?
No!
So, end of the show, we're going to have this to play us out. I've been RChange UK.
I've been Wondering.
And we will see you next week for our last show in the series. Woohoo! Hope everyone's here. Here's His World.
Colorized.
Now the kids
guitar instrumental, thank God.